Today we celebrate the feast of two martyrs that, other than their faith in Christ, have nothing to do with one another. They probably did not even know one another. Somebody messed around with the microphones. Somebody's always messing around with something around here. And nevertheless, they were Romans, and they died for Christ. St. Tiburtius, who died at the end of the 3rd century, already at the time of the Emperor Diocletian and the Emperor Maximian. And of those days, most people don't realize it, there was an emperor in the west, seated at Rome, and an emperor in the east, seated at what would eventually become Constantinople, which did not exist yet. So it was in that time, at the end of the 3rd century, Tiburtius, and he was tortured horribly. And then Susanna, Saint Susanna. And it's interesting, many people don't know it, though I would go for the sake of the art, but I would not go for the sake of the worship. The American parish in Rome happens to be the Basilica of Saint Susanna. And of course, I always kidded around with those priests who were very liberal. They were Paulists. Used to be a wonderful order, but they became horribly liberal. Anyway, I would kid around with them whether they all carried a banjo to the altar and played the banjo on their knees. But they, of course, did not appreciate that. You know, you have to have a sense of humor if you follow Christ. You just don't go around with a sour puss face like St. Teresa of Avila complained. And so anyway, St. Susanna is the American parish in Rome. I would go for the art. I would not go to any mass there, not if you pay me $1 million. But anyway, St. Susanna, who was martyred about 10 years before St. Tiburtius. And of course, today also, in some martyrologies, we have a feast of another saint that's very, very popular. And of course, it's the fault of Saint Jean-Marie Baptiste Vianney, who made her popular, Saint Philomena. And of course, we have him there. We blessed you with his relic the other day. He attributed all his miracles to Saint Philomena. And her tomb had been found. And there are many, many martyrs. People don't even know. There are literally millions of martyrs. And the tomb of Saint Philomena was found as they were looking through all the catacombs, and somebody discovered it, and the Holy Father honored it and put it in her own altar in one of the basilicas. But she was a little girl who was also martyred for the sake of Christ. There's not much else known about her, but she's a martyr. What else do you want? To die for Christ. What else do you want? And so today, of course, since we have not too much information about these saints, I thought I would just read a little bit of the epistle that I just read in Latin, which of course is much more beautiful in Latin, which tells us about what things these martyrs, millions of martyrs, including Saint Stephen, went through. Brethren, the saints through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of the lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, recovered strength from weakness, became valiant in battle, put to flight the armies of foreigners. Women received their dead raised to life again, but others were racked, not accepting deliverance, that they might find a better resurrection. Others had trial of mockeries and stripes, the flog, very, very, very painful. Moreover, also of bands and of prisons. They were stoned, they were cut asunder, they were tempted, they were put to death by the sword. Today, and they were putting aside goat skins, which is one of the things they did. They killed a goat or a cow and put the martyr inside of it and then fed the cow or the goat to the lions. So ultimately, they ate them inside the skin of a lion or a goat. Now, what more can you ask than that? With glorious things. And yet, we have a little this and a little that, and we complain and we complain and we complain. Change your way of life, or else. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.